Super Tuesday is in the books, and while North Carolina voters were not part of the single biggest day of the 2016 primary, they will head to the polls in less than 2 weeks. On March 15th, voters will select party nominees for president, governor, and the state legislature. In total, there are 340 General Assembly primary races on the ballot. However, only a few of those contests are expected to be competitive. Jeff Tiberi reports.
Nelson Dollar is a six-term Republican incumbent in the North Carolina House. He's a lead budget writer, one of the most powerful members of that chamber, and in this year of the outsider, he's under attack from a political newcomer.
Conservatives are looking for change for a dollar. State Representative Nelson Dollar, that is. Nelson Dollar has been criticized by leading conservative groups for supporting millions in wasteful spending, including his opposition to reform the fraud.
Mark Vallee is backed by the Tea Party. His candidacy embodies the anti-establishment narrative playing out across the country and affirms deep divides within the Republican Party.
In the upcoming Republican primary, mark your ballot for Mark Vallee.
The competition for House District 36 in suburban Wake County is one of the only General Assembly races featuring television ads.
Extremist lies, personal attacks, a smear campaign.
Don't believe the lies, folks. I'm Nelson Dollar, proven conservative asking for your vote. My record, a 95% lifetime rating by the American...
Although Representative Dollar was first elected in 2004, he's also trying to position himself as someone who challenges the status quo.
I have a strong record of fighting and winning against the Democrat establishment in Raleigh. That's the establishment that Republicans here in North Carolina have been fighting, then that I have been fighting for a number of years.
But some influential Republicans don't deem Dollar conservative enough. The effort to unseat him stems largely from a budget proposal last spring. Dollar was a lead architect of a spending measure that proposed about a 6% increase in funding. Americans for Prosperity was quick to criticize the budget plan. Vallee has continued the questioning of Dollar's fiscal philosophy.
He really is the epitome of the establishment Republican. He's got a lot of special interest groups that he engages with, like the solar industry and labor unions, and he gets a lot of financing from them.
Another notable policy difference between them is the $2 billion bond referendum on the primary ballot. Dollar supports the measure that would provide infrastructure funding to universities. Vallee is opposed, saying it's a bond proposal lacking a detailed plan. Voters in this district are primarily upper-middle-class families, with many working for employers in the Research Triangle, according to Joe Stewart.
To some extent, this is a very unique election cycle just because of the relative level of anger and frustration among voters of both parties of all demographic segments.
Stewart is executive director of the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that conducts political research across the state.
In addition to its suburban feel, it's also increasingly one of those types of districts where the voters have less of a partisan orientation and more a focus on individual candidates and issues that matter to them in the context of a particular election.
Stewart says one of those topics is Interstate 540 and plans to complete the project. Vallee has criticized the incumbent for not bringing about more progress on the Beltline initiative. In House District 36, about two-thirds of the voters are Republican or unaffiliated.
I think that 36 is by far the most interesting race in the state.
Chris Cooper teaches political science at Western Carolina.
But at the same time, I think the bigger story to me is how few of these races are interesting. Over half of the primaries in the state for state legislature have no opposition. So these are races where we can already call the general election winner before we even are through the primary season. And so I think it's a bad sign for the health of North Carolina politics, frankly.
Cooper, Stewart, and other experts blame the lack of competitive races on redistricting and migration patterns. Despite lopsided projected outcomes, the results of Super Tuesday are expected to influence voter turnout in 2 weeks. Lower turnout typically helps incumbents, but in this cycle of political upheaval, attendance at the polls could be up. In the end, Republicans are likely to keep a supermajority in both chambers of the General Assembly, with or without Nelson Dollar. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.